What is the aura? What is the aura composed of? The aura is a shield that is generated by the non-physical part of our system. We have two parts to our systems, the physical and the non-physical. The non-physical part of us generates the aura. The aura is a protective shield that surrounds the body and protects us from emotional energy that is directed at us from other people and also spirits. When the aura is functioning properly, it should protect us from most attacks from other people as well as negative spirits. But most people's auras are not functioning correctly. The aura is a very important part of our protective system. It functions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Subconsciously, it's always functioning, always there, always a part of us. It's also a reflection of what's going on inside of us, what's going on deep inside of us. Most of us have emotional issues from the past. These emotional issues create blockages to pathways of energies and our natural energy flow. So if we have lots of emotional issues going on inside of us, and most of us do, then our aura is not going to be functioning perfectly. We want our aura to be functioning as well as it can be. There are ways to improve that. The aura is constructed of non-physical energies. Our spirit generates and radiates our aura all around us, above us and below us, behind us and also in front of us. Sort of like a bubble. We should be perfectly protected with this bubble that our spirit generates. So if this bubble is not functioning correctly, if there are weak areas, if there are weak spots in our aura, then emotional energy, which is generated from other people we come into contact with at work and also social situations, that energy that others generate can permeate, get into those weak areas of our aura and affect our emotional states. Our auras should repel emotional energy from others. We generate the aura. But if we have issues, emotional issues, problems deep inside, our energies are not flowing correctly, and like I said, most of our energies are not flowing correctly, then our aura is not going to be operating correctly. So we're going to have weak spots. Other people generate emotional energy. Some of that is good, and some of that is not good. We must be protected against other people's emotional energy attacks. Spirits can see the weak spots in our auras. Spirits can also feel the weak spots in our auras. So a spirit can perceive the different kinds of problems and weak areas in our defensive shields. So we need to strengthen our auras so that we can be protected from people that we come into contact with, and also spirits. Now, when people are thinking about us, even when they're at a distance, they are sending us energies. Some of these energies might be good for us and our energy fields, and some of these energies may not be. So people who are thinking about us, who are not even around us, we have to be concerned about. And distance really doesn't matter. So when people are thinking about us, people who like us and people who don't, they're sending us energy. If they're thinking positive thoughts about us, then they're sending us positive energies, and we don't need to be too concerned about those. But if they're sending us negative energy because they're thinking negative thoughts about us, jealousies, anger, rage, revenge, they're sending us negative emotional energies, whether we know it or not. So we need to be protected against energies all the time, not just from people we come into contact with at work, at home, in social situations, but also all the people who are thinking about us that we're not thinking about them, but they're thinking about us. They're sending us energy and we don't know it. So we have a pretty good case for protecting ourselves and strengthening our auras. Like I said, the aura is generated by that non-physical part of us, our spirit. Naturally, subconsciously, always shining around us, even when it's not perfectly shining, even when it's not operating properly. Everyone has an aura. Everyone. The question is, how do we strengthen our aura, each one of us, in order to defend ourselves against attack from people and spirits? And the answer is that we have to learn how to generate a more powerful aura. Spirits operate by thought, impulse, power. Where they think is where they go. They use thought energies to create things. So the idea is that we're going to learn how to strengthen our aura by command. We're going to command our aura to become stronger. Now, there are many ways to strengthen the aura, and we should all be working on releasing negative emotional energies from our past. Negative emotional energies from our childhood, teenage years, relationships, have built up and accumulated in our body's energy fields. And this causes our auras not to function properly. So we always want to be working on releasing negative emotional energies from the past. Clearings are one way to really help that process. Protection exercises is another way to get your energy moving and to dislodge trapped emotional energies from your past. We all have a lot of trapped emotional energy from our past inside of us, each one of us. When we learn how to strengthen our aura and generate a more powerful aura, we begin to loosen up some of those blockages. And so it acts as a kind of clearing. And that can really help. So we want to generate a more powerful aura by command. So I want you to start by realizing that the aura is not physical, but non-physical. And by giving it a command, you are giving it energy. By giving it a command, you are infusing it with energy. So I want you to start this simple exercise by saying to yourself, I command my aura to shine more brightly. I command my aura to shine more brightly. My aura is strong. My aura is getting stronger. Add your energy. Add your energy to the strength of your aura. When you give a command, it works on two levels. The physical, verbal level of the words that you are saying, and also the energetic level. And the energetic level is what we're concerned about here. The energetic level, the energetic command, is what will get the process going to strengthen, to actually strengthen your aura. So it's not the physical words that are going to act upon your energy fields. It's the energetic side of your command that will activate and strengthen the aura. The aura will respond to energetic commands. Many parts of your spirit will respond to energetic commands. But one strong way to get your aura to shine as brightly and as intensely as possible is to give it a command. And you don't need to do this on a verbal level. You can do this silently to yourself, because the important thing is that you give it an energetic command. I command my aura to shine more brightly. I command my aura to shine through the imperfect parts of myself, clearing out the negative, clearing out the impurities. So the aura can actually help to break up some of the old trapped negative emotional energies from your past. And that is what usually is causing the disturbances and weak spots and even holes that people have in their auras. If people have internal, emotional, energetic issues, then their aura is not going to be functioning perfectly. And almost all of us have deep down emotional energy issues that cause the aura to not function and not shine perfectly. Now, we're not looking for perfection, but we can improve. Greatly improve the energy and strength of our protective systems. And one way to start doing that is to give an energetic command to your aura on a non-physical level. Add your energy, all of your strength and energy, to your shields to generate a stronger protective shield. Now, when you give something like the aura an energetic command, it can have quite a profound effect upon how it operates, even when you're not thinking about it. So, when you give your aura on its deepest level an infusion of energy through command, and allow that process to take place, allow that process to happen, then when you stop thinking about that, that process will continue, and your aura should continue to get stronger and shine more brightly and more intensely, even when you're not thinking about it. So you don't have to think about strengthening your aura 24 hours a day. It's not necessary. But you do want to infuse your aura on that non-physical level with intermittent, occasional, energetic commands throughout the day, before bed, when you first get up. And that will have a profound effect upon the strengthening of your aura. And a really good way to test that is to go into a crowded environment where you might normally feel a little bit of emotional pressure. One good place is a crowded store. Give yourself that energetic command. My aura is getting stronger. I am adding all my energy to my shields. My aura is shining brightly. My aura is shining intensely. And see the reaction that others in the store have when you strengthen and put up your shields. They will give you your space. They will give you some more space that you need, that you deserve. And what you are doing is not an aggressive maneuver. You have every right to defend yourself against the onslaught of others' emotional energies. Remember, everybody out there is generating emotional energies, thinking about their own personal problems at their own jobs, in their own homes. Some people are generating very negative emotional energies and are very unhappy and unstable, maybe mentally unbalanced, substance abuse. So there's lots of different kinds of emotional energies out there that we come into contact with throughout the day. Just taking a walk through a crowded store, we may come into contact with several hundred people, all generating emotional energy. And if our shields are weak, if our auras are not strong, if our auras are not functioning correctly, the emotional energies that we come into contact with, that others are generating, can permeate into our own energy fields, our own emotional fields, our body's emotional energy fields, and can affect us on an emotional level, draining us of energy, making us feel depressed and angry, like the people we come into contact with. We don't want and we don't need to feel like other people around us. We want to be able to generate and feel the way we want to, generating our own emotional energy fields in a healthy way. We don't want to be affected by other people's negative emotional energy fields that we come into contact with throughout the day and also the evening. also unseen emotional energy fields from people who are thinking about us, as we talked about earlier, and also emotional energy that is generated by spirits. So we have all of these different emotional energies that are generated by all of these different kinds of people and spirits that we come into contact with on any given day. It's no wonder that we feel differently every day on an emotional level. There are so many different kinds of emotional fields around us being generated by so many different kinds of people. It's easy to be swayed emotionally this way and that way by all of these things going on around us. But that's not what we want. We don't want to be affected by other people's emotional energies in any negative way. We have the right to defend ourselves against and filter out negative emotional energies that are generated by other people and spirits. And there are ways, practical ways, that we can learn to defend ourselves against emotional energy so it never enters into our own emotional energy fields. We should be repelling all of the negative emotional energies that we come into contact with. We should not be allowing any of it into our systems. We have every right to defend ourselves and filter out the excess and negative emotional energies from other people. And one way we can do that is by strengthening our auras. And we strengthen our auras by giving an energetic command to the aura itself. My aura is becoming stronger. On an energetic level, you are giving the aura a command to become stronger, and that's all it takes. And you want to practice that, to get better at that, to work at that. It takes time. It takes practice. So start in the morning, adding energy to your aura, giving yourself a silent command. Like I said, it's not necessary to give yourself any verbal commands. So when you're in a tight situation at work, or in a store, or at home, or any place at all, give yourself that silent command. My aura is strong. I am perfectly protected from others' negative emotional energy. I am perfectly protected from negative emotional energy. My aura is getting stronger by the minute. My aura is always getting stronger. I can feel it getting stronger. I am perfectly protected. My aura is strong. My aura is strong. So give yourself that silent, nonverbal, energetic command. Infuse your aura with the energy of your soul and the energy that flows through you from the universe. You have the ability to tap into unlimited energy, powerful energy from the universe that you can use that you can channel up into your aura to make it stronger. I infuse the energy of the universe into my aura to make it stronger. The energy of the universe flows through my aura. My aura is strong. My aura is stronger every day. Give yourself that silent, energetic command throughout the day. Infuse your aura with strength and energy. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Be strong when you're in public. Be strong at home. Be protected at all times. Do these exercises before you go to bed. It will help protect you when you're sleeping and when you're dreaming. I am perfectly protected. My aura is strong. My aura is infused with the energy from the universe. I am perfectly protected.